Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and Saint Casimir. And his story begins now. He said, I would rather die than not live as a virgin. If I had 1,000 lives, I would sacrifice them all to remain a virgin. That's what he said. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, Casimir burned with a sincere and unpretentious love for Almighty God, which was almost unbelievable in its strength. So rich was his love, and so abundantly did it fill his heart, that it flowed out from his inner spirit toward his fellow man. As a result, nothing was more pleasant, nothing more desirable for him than to share his belongings and even to dedicate and give his entire self to Christ's poor, to strangers, to the sick, to those in captivity, and all who suffer, to widows, orphans, and the afflicted. He was not only a guardian and patron, but a father, son, and brother. Saint Casimir, patron saint of Poland and Lithuania. Saint Casimir, help us to remember that our true King is Jesus Christ, and to always serve him with joy and love. Help us to turn to our true Father for guidance and protection. Amen. All-powerful God, to serve you is to reign. By the prayers of Saint Casimir, help us to serve you in holiness and justice. To our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Saint Casimir, help us to remember that our true King is Jesus Christ, and always serve him with joy and love. Help us to turn to our true Father for guidance and protection. Amen. Patron saint of Poland and model of purity. Saint Casimir was the son of a Polish king, combining prayer with mortification and drawing inspiration from Christ's passion. You remained faithful to a vow of celibacy. You labored to make faithful followers of Jesus, most charitable toward the poor. You became another Francis of Assisi. Continue to inspire Poland in its fidelity to Christ, the King. Amen. Saint Casimir was born on October the 3rd, 1485. He was a crown prince of the Kingdom of Poland and of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania. He was noted for his charity and help with the needy, and turned down the hand of marriage to a princess, Some say it was because he wanted to remain celibate, and also he knew his passing would come at a young age. At the age of 24, he came down with tuberculosis. He became more ill and passed away at the age of 25. He was declared the patron saint of Poland and Lithuania. In 1948, Pope Pius XII named St. Casimir the special patron of all youth. Casimir, born of kings and in line to be a king himself, was filled with exceptional values and learning by a great teacher. Even his critics could not say that his conscious objection indicated softness. As a teenager, Casimir lived a highly disciplined, even severe life, sleeping on the ground, spending a great part of the night in prayer, and dedicating himself to lifelong celibacy. And born the third of 13 children in 1461, Casimir was committed to God from childhood. Some of that commitment was the result of a tutor whose holiness encouraged Casimir on his own journey. Casimir realized that from an early age, his life belonged to someone else, but to a much higher king than his father. Despite pressure, humiliation, and rejection, he stood by that loyalty through his whole life. At the age of 13, Casimir participated in the failed military campaign to install him as king of Hungary. He became known for his piety, devotion to God, and generosity toward the sick and poor. He became ill because of tuberculosis and died at the age of 25. When nobles in Hungary became dissatisfied with their king, they prevailed upon Casimir's father, the king of Poland, to send his son to take over the country. And because Casimir obeyed his father, as many young men over the centuries have obeyed their government, the army he was supposed to lead was clearly outnumbered by the enemy, and some of his troops were deserting because they were not paid. At the advice of his officers, Casimir decided to return home, and his father was irked at the failure of his plan and confined his 15-year-old son for 3 months. The lad made up his mind never again to become involved in the wars of his day, and no amount of persuasion could change his mind. He returned to prayer and study, maintaining his decision to remain celibate, even under pressure to marry the emperor's daughter. Rejecting even ordinary comforts, he slept little, spending the nights in prayer. And when he did sleep, he laid on the floor, not on a royal bed. Even though he was a prince, many of those around him must have laughed and joked at his clothes and his choices. Yet in the face of any pressure, Casimir was always friendly and calm, and he reigned briefly as king of Poland during his father's absence. He died of lung trouble at 25 while visiting Lithuania, in which he was also Grand Duke. He was buried in Lithuania. Though his father must have wondered about him, he must have seen and admired Casimir's strength. He showed that he misunderstood his strength when he sent Casimir to head as an army to take over the throne of Hungary at the request of some nobles there. Casimir felt the whole expedition was wrong and was convinced to go out of obedience to his father. He could not help but feel at every step that it was disobedient to his other father, our Father in Heaven. So when soldiers started deserting, he was only too glad to listen to the advice of his officers and turn back home. His feelings were confirmed when he discovered that Pope Sixtus IV had opposed the move. He died at the age of 23 in 1484 from lung disease. He was buried with his favorite song, a Latin hymn, O Mary, which we know as Daily Sing to Mary. Because of his love for the song, it is known as the Hymn of St. Casimir, who, though he didn't write it, daily sing to Mary, sing my soul, her praises do, all her glorious actions cherish, with the heart's devotion true, lost in wondering contemplation, be her majesty confessed, call her mother, call her virgin. On June 11, 1948, Pope Pius XII named St. Casimir the special patron of all youth. St. Casimir was born on October the 3rd, 1485, and he was the crown prince of the Kingdom of Poland. On March 4th, the Catholic Church honors St. Casimir, a prince whose life of service to God has made him a patron saint of Poland and young people. One of the first miracles attributed to Casimir was his appearance before the Lithuanian army during a siege in 1518. Casimir showed where troops could safely cross the Dunajec River and relieve the city besieged by the army of the Grand Duchy of Moscow. In 1984, Pope St. John Paul II addressed the Lithuanian pilgrims commemorating the 500th anniversary of the prince's death. He said the church proclaimed Casimir a saint and placed him before us not only to be venerated, but also that we might imitate his heroic virtues and follow his example of holiness. To all, the Pope said, he was a shining example of poverty and a sacrificial love for the poor and needy. His life of purity and prayer beckons you to practice your faith with courage and zeal, to reject the deceptive attractions of modern permissive society, and to live your convictions with fearless confidence and joy. Believed to have been canonized by Pope Leo X in 1521, or Pope Adrian VI in 1522, canonized, confirmed by Pope Clement VIII in 1602. And we thank you, Lord, for the life of St. Casimir. That he was born in royalty and nobility, and yet his heart was guided by you, Lord, and his love for you, Lord. That he today, now, because of his love of the Eucharist and the love of the Holy Mass, he prays, he beckons us to pray for our priests. So we pray for our priests as all the saints in heaven is praying for us. We pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis. We pray for all our clergy today.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love, joy is a net by which we catch souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them, belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the Eucharist, by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Incline them to constant adoration, Lord, and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the strength of wisdom and courage, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord, make our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love, and comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry, Lord. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Lord, give our seminarians grace to follow you more perfectly. Give them your peace, Lord. Give them strength and courage, Lord. Give them wisdom, Lord. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of love and courage. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars, Lord. Pray for those who sing in choirs, Lord. Lord, watch over each member of our choir and help them to never forget that you are the center of our lives. Grant that those who praise you, Lord, in the choirs, united by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart, they might praise you and worship you, the light above all lights, the true life, and the salvation of souls. Amen. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during Holy Mass in your sacred presence. May our hearts be filled with joy and peace, and may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may serve worthily at your holy altar. All for the honor and the glory of God. And we pray for all our children, Lord. We pray for holy families. We pray for all of our children, Lord. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Casimir and Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher and Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, St. Monica, and St. Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And we pray for the prodigals, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving the prodigals even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we ask you, Lord, to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord, for those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line of responders, our EMTs, and our hospital nurses and doctors. We pray for all those who are ill there, who are there, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory, Lord. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And we pray for those, Lord, who are caught in the eye of the storm, those who are held back by addictions, who need deliverance from those addictions, Lord. We pray for those who are despairing, feel that there's no other hope and no other way out but suicide. We pray for those, Lord, who are considering suicide and for considering abortion. We pray for life, Lord. We pray that they would turn to you, Lord, that those caught in the eye of the storm will be able to see the love in your heart and that you are for them, and your love for them will help save them. So we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm. Centered in the Mass, and our Lord continues to raise up saints throughout the world today, and the Mass is central to his plan of salvation. The Mass. Receive our Lord in the Eucharist in the state of grace, and go to Mass, and pray the Rosary. The Mass is Jesus is truly present.
Father does a Sunday Mass. His homilies are eloquent, inspiring and relevant. Midweek comes, he's much more brief. Well, he just reads the gospel and then he sits down. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass, in the middle of the Sunday Mass, the music's great. Freddie Dartmouth leads requires, heavenly music takes us high. Monday comes with silent strength. We could surely use his help, but Fred's not around. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass,
I think you think there must be more to it.
Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Sometimes Mass feels like a race. When Father God gets into it, he gets us out in 10 minutes. Afterwards I stick around. I'll pray the liturgy of ours a few minutes more. Nothing I don't disapprove of, deep inside I feel love is firm and kind. In quiet time, oh so divine, in the daily grind. Father God's a Sunday Mass, he's a hero for a day, teaching sinners how to pray. It's good to see his midweek face, he would still be pressing on with no one around.
Our Mass, in the middle of the week.
And so here at Deeper Truth, we encourage you to go to Mass every Sunday for sure. But during the week, if you can make it during the week, go. And heaven is counting on us. Saint Casimir are praying for us. Heaven is counting on us.
Heaven is counting on you. Run with their heart, that is true. Carry the cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you. We are standing at the end of time. We are part of a grand design.
And here at Deeper Truth, we will tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, Mr. C. Edwards, for late aging telegraphs.
All final boarding call for flight 247.
I have a testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know.
I feel it.
And we will have this right now. For tomorrow, we will have St. John Joseph of the Cross will be in the gap tomorrow. St. John Joseph of the Cross will be in the gap tomorrow. And now we will honor Valerie, who spreads the Catholic faith through her witness and testimony. So this will honor Valerie. In honoring Valerie, we're also wanting to honor all those involved in the RCIA, serving as teachers, as well as serving as sponsors, because we all play a part in walking with those who are searching. And that's exactly what our Lord is calling for. So we do pray for a fruitful harvest this coming Easter Vigil. And so we will close for today. And tomorrow, we will be back with the Standing in the Gap with St. John Joseph of the Cross in the gap tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is good. And He loves you. And He's calling you to go to Mass and receive Him in the state of grace, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And we will close today. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Casimir. We thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. Amen. Good day.